Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
I've been over and over the present state of affairs with Benny Puller, and there are no two ways about it. We have to get hold of Angela Tennant's diary or forget Harry Palmer and all his works. And we'll never get a better opportunity than this while he's laid up in hospital. He had a frightful crash here, don't you know? For a few days, there was some danger of him passing in his chips. But he's on the mend now, although it'll be weeks before he's up and about. So we're striking while we have the chance. Puller's man, Hooper's handling it for us. If we can persuade him to.
Well, Hooper, what do you say? Will you go through Palmer's flat for us?
What's in it for me?
How much do you want?
Well, you wouldn't call it exactly a routine job. If I'm caught, I'll be getting my knuckles wrapped. Hard. Say, 50 quid.
All right. £50. But you'll have to go through the place with a fine-tooth comb. Palmer's no fool. He wouldn't leave the diary lying around, even if it's in his flat at all.
What if I come unstuck? Will you back me up, Mr. Puller? If anything goes wrong, will you tell him I was acting on your behalf?
Yes, you can count on me for that.
Okay, we're set. Now, what's this thing I'm supposed to find?
It's a diary. We don't know how big it is or what it looks like, but it's in a woman's handwriting.
Mrs. Angela Tennant?
That's right. And Hoover, when you find it...
If I find it.
All right, if you find it. Whatever you read in that diary, you'll keep to yourself. Is that understood?
What do you take me for?
You bring it here to me the minute you get your hands on it. And that will be the end of your interest.
Suits me.
Right. Go and get yourself a boiler suit and some tools. We'll fix something for you to show the caretaker before you get back.
Make it good, boss. I don't want to be thrown out of the block of flats on my ear.
Say, Mr. Puller, suppose we can trust that caretaker?
Well, why not?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't want anything to go wrong if Hooper does find what we're after.
Morning. Are you the caretaker?
That's me.
My name's Brown. I'm from the telephone department.
Well, what can I do for you?
You've been Mr. Mr. Palmer, flat six.
Yeah, that's right.
I have to install a new telephone for him.
Well, that's the first I've heard of it.
He should have had a note from the department saying I'd be here today.
Maybe he did. He's in hospital. You think he'd have told me? You want me to let you in, do you?
I can't put in a telephone standing out here, can I?
Yes, well, I don't know. You should have told me there'd be somebody working in this place.
Listen, mister. He applied for a dial phone 9 months ago, instead of the handset he's using now. You know how things are. It takes the department time to get round to each application. That's no skin off my nose if you don't want to let me in.
Maybe I should ring the hospital and ask him.
Please yourself. But you've seen my department card, and I can tell you this. If I don't install his phone today, it might be another 9 months before we get round to Mr. Palmer again. Better make up your mind.
Okay. Okay, I suppose it's all right. I'll come up with you now. You know, I wouldn't mind a dial phone myself. The time those kids in the exchange take to answer... There you are. After you.
Are you coming in, too?
You don't mind if I watch, do you? I'm a bit of an electrician myself.
Well, it takes about an hour, what with the testing and all that. Sure you haven't anything else to do?
Me? I'm my own boss round here, mister. There's his phone on the desk. What do you do first? Disconnect her at the wall?
Yes, that's the first thing.
Joe? Where are you, Joe?
Is that someone calling you?
Sounds like the wife.
Are you up there anywhere, Joe?
What is it, honey?
What are you doing up there in Mr. Palmer's flat? You said you'd fix my iron.
Can't it wait till after dinner?
You come down here and fix my iron this minute, Joe Green. I want to iron this afternoon. Down you come this minute.
Okay. Well, looks as though I'll have to leave it to you, mister. Told you I was a bit of an electrician.
That's too bad.
Slam the door when you go out. You'd better let me know when you're through.
I'll do that. lucky for me you're not your own boss around here. Now then, Mr. Palmer, where have you hidden that diary?
Well, Marcia, my dear. Do come in and sit down.
How are you, Mr. Fleming?
Oh, terribly busy, my dear. Terribly busy. Since your poor uncle... Well, no need for me to go into that. All we can say has been said, but... We've a lot to do, straightening things up here. Upon my soul, we have.
I know. That's why I've tried not to worry you before.
And young Palmer, that appalling accident of his, oh, just when we needed him most.
It's about Harry that I've come to see you, Mr. Fleming.
How is he? I haven't rung the hospital today.
Oh, he's wonderful, considering. And talking about letting him out in about a fortnight. Of course, you'll have to take things quietly for some time after that.
Of course. Well, Master, Tressida Bendigo and Company is yours now, you know. All of it.
Uncle Tressida's 80% holding is, I know that. And, seeing I have the controlling interest, Mr. Fleming, I'm wondering if I could make one or two changes in the firm.
Yes. What sort of changes did you have in mind?
Well, I've been wondering how soon you would like to step down.
Well, God bless my soul, I hope you're not giving me the sack.
Of course not, nothing of the kind. But when Uncle Tressida was arranging for Harry to take his seat on the board... He mentioned several times that you were looking forward to handing over to a younger man, retiring.
That's true, but who's going to take my place?
Uncle Tressida wanted Harry Palmer to.
Well, of course, Harry's a very competent young man, a splendid executive and so forth, but don't you think we should have a more experienced hand at the helm for a few more years?
No. Just as soon as you want to retire, Mr. Fleming, I want Harry to step into your shoes.
It's a position of great responsibility, Marcia, great responsibility. Unless you propose to take an active interest in the firm yourself, you'll be putting yourself in young Palmer's hands entirely.
Well, what's wrong with that? He has my trust, Mr. Fleming. Hasn't he yours?
Oh, naturally, my dear. Of course he has, but... To hand him the whole firm on a platter, as it were. Well, really, if anything were to go wrong...
Now, what could possibly go wrong? You know yourself the firm's so sound and so well organized. Thanks largely to you. It almost runs itself.
Well, really, Marcia, I don't know whether to approve or not. Really, I don't...
Mr. Fleming, I want you to approve. But I'm the one to decide. My decision's made... I want Harry Palmer to be my managing director. And soon.
Desk, every drawer in the place, bedroom, bathroom, living room, kitchen. If the diary's here, where the devil could he have hidden it? It'd have to be a fair size. Look behind these books into all these cupboards. If it was a single sheet, he could hide it in a book, but a diary. Aha! Maybe it's among his books with a different dust jacket on it. Let's see. Agatha Christie, Carter, Dixon, Gardner, Rexstadt. The old Lemmy Caution. Palmer certainly goes for the whodunits. What's this? How's this for luck? I said Palmer was foxy, and it wasn't the half of it. He's hollowed out a book, cut the middle of each page out, and there it is. Angela Tennant's diary. Hidden inside where you wouldn't find it in 50 years. Oh, there's that nosy caretaker back again. I found it just in time.
I'm having some supper.
It's you. What are you doing here, Mrs. Tennant?
It's you, Hooper. How did you get on? Did the caretaker let you in?
Sure. That was easy enough.
Well, did you find it? Come on, what happened?
I went through Palmer's flat from top to bottom. I hunted in every possible hiding place, in every room. If there'd been a pin to find, I'd have found it.
No sign of it at all.
I'm sorry, Mr. Pilgrim, really sorry. But wherever Palmer's hidden that diary, it isn't in his flat. Not now, it isn't, Pilgrim. In a way, it was lucky that Tennant Dame showing up just when she did. She's got ideas, that baby. Good ones. And you can't blame a chap for jumping at an opportunity like she handed out. No, sir. That diary's worth too much to hand over to Benny Puller for 50 quid. Or 500. 5,000 might be nearer the mark.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.